Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to God's Resurrection Power Church of Christ Ministry. My name is Apostle David Cowan. I'm your host. And the Holy Spirit is our overseer. We are a Bible-believing ministry that is teaching, preaching, and reaching the lost souls of this sin-sick world for the kingdom of heaven in the name of Jesus Christ. We are here Monday through Friday from 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Saturdays from 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Sundays from 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time whenever the Lord allows us to minister on Sunday. We just thank God and praise God for this day, for truly this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad. We are exceedingly glad. I'm driving right now, heading back home. My computer don't want to pick up, even though I got the hotspot. I don't know, for some reason the enemy is fighting against it, but we are traveling, and hopefully we'll get it on. We'll come on, and we can come. The woman of God, when she get on, she'll come and bring the message. She got a strong message for today. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and food. Give us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. Oh, we just thank the Lord. We just bless the Lord and praise the Lord for what he has done, what he is doing, and what he will do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is the great I am. He is the lily of the valley. He is the early morning star. He is the, oh God, the land of the tribe of Judah. Father, we just thank you and praise you this morning. Thanking you and praise you even right now, God, for your traveling mercy, oh God, for your grace, for your long-suffering, Lord, how you're keeping us, oh God. We thank you, Father. We praise you, oh Father. Oh, God, for you are a mighty God. You are an awesome God, a righteous God, a holy God. And, Father, you protect us, oh, God. When the enemy comes in like a flood, you lift up a standard for us. And, God, we just bless you. We just bless you. We just bless you and praise you, oh, God. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit. We just bless and praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you for, oh God, bringing us through the fire, bringing us through the storm, oh God, for leading us all the way, Lord God, even Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for preparing a table for us, preparing a table for us in the presence of our enemies, of anointing our head with oil and causing our cup to run over. Lord, we thank you for touching Apostle Linda Washington, the Pastor Bishop James Washington, Brother Deacon Fraser, Lord, for Apostle Apostle Millie Jefferson, her sister, Lord. We thank you for the great report that her sister, she's doing better, Lord God. We know that she's going to do better because you are the God of better. Oh, God, you're God of greater, oh, God. We just thank you, Lord, for touching her body. We thank you for healing her body even right now, healing her mind, healing the spirit, God, touching her husband. Lord, we are thanking you, God, for doing, oh, God, the impossible because you're the God of the impossibilities. What is impossible to man is possible for God. And, God, we thank you. Father, we thank you. We praise you, oh God. We honor you right now, Lord Jesus, for what you have done. Oh, mighty God, how you're keeping us, Lord God. You put a hedge of protection around us like you did for Job, Lord God. You are no respected person. What you do for one son or one daughter, you'll do for the other son or other daughter. And God, we just honor you right now. We praise you right now. Lord, we lift up this United States, the President of the United States right now, the Vice President. Lord, we lift up, the senators and congressmen. Oh, God, the Supreme Court Justice Department, the local magistrates, oh God, and judges, Lord, the police department, the, oh God, the doctors and nurses, oh God, the EMTs, Lord God, the fire department, Lord, we lift them up right now, those that go out and put themselves in harm's ways to, oh God, to protect the community, oh God, the citizens, Lord, we ask, God, your protection, we ask your guidance for them, Lord God, and even for their families, oh God, while their families wait home and hoping that they will, praying that they will come back home safe, oh God, not hurt, Lord, we praying today for protection for our officers, oh God, we pray for protections for our nurses and doctors and our teachers, Lord, yes, Lord, those who, oh God, who labor in teaching our sons and daughters and our grandchildren, grandsons and granddaughters, great-grandsons, great-granddaughters. We ask you, oh God, to protect our teachers, strengthen them, give them strength, give them endurance, oh God. Give them faith to stand, oh God. So many people are quitting today. They're quitting because of the vaccine. Oh God, the mandate, Lord God, to take the vaccine, Lord God. We ask, God, to give people faith to stand and trust you, Lord God. I took the vaccine. I wasn't going to take it, but I took it because of my mother-in-law. I took it, sir, oh God, so that I could visit her, Lord God, because if I didn't take it, I wouldn't be able to visit her. They wouldn't allow me to visit her. But, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that there's no problem to my body because my body belongs to you. It is the temple of you, the living God. God, I ask you, God, to continue to protect the people. Oh, God, even those that are taking vaccine right now and getting sick after the vaccine. Colin Powell died right after he got the vaccine, Lord God, got sick. Oh, mighty God, I pray, Father God, that even right now, God, that you will send a wave of protection, a healing balm of Gilead in the atmosphere, in the air, in the atmosphere realm right now, God, oh God, to protect your people, and even those that will come to the cross and come to the cross to be washed in the blood, that will come in with the mouthpiece of repentance, Lord, that will come in by repentance, oh God, and by the blood. Lord, we ask, God, that you protect them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for protection right now in this earth, oh God. We pray, God, that you lift up a standard for your word, declare that you will lift up a standard when the enemy comes in like a flood, oh God. Oh God, you said that you would fight our battles, God, and the enemy is coming to us, coming against the church, oh God. He's coming against the people of God like never before. But God, we know that you are standing. You are standing erect for us, oh God. You are standing erect for us, oh God, because you are our God. Yes, Lord, you live and you move, oh God, and because you live and move, we have our being. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done, oh mighty God. Do what only you can do, God. We ask for deliverance in this earth, oh God. Lord, we ask you to, oh God, if this president and Congress don't do what needs to be done that is according to the law, oh God, for justice for all mankind, God, we ask that you move those out of position that's in position, that's not operating under the law, Lord God, but doing their own thing. We ask you, oh God, to lift up a standard right now, God, that you would take up a standard. Oh God, you move Saul from his position. When Saul deviates from the law, when he deviates from doing what you called him to do, from being obedient to the law, oh God, you remove him. You remove him and you put David in his position. So God, we ask you, oh God, to remove, oh God, remove the president and vice president, the Congress and senators. Oh God, you know the ones that are living in a satanic lifetime, you know, lifestyle. You know the ones that are doing the things that please Satan. God, remove them from their position, God, and put someone in their position that have a mind to honor God, Lord. Honor God, oh God, and take care of man. Oh, God, we pray right now, Lord God. We're praying right now, God, for you to move by your spirit, oh, God. For your word declares not by power, not by might, but by your spirit, saith the Lord. We thank you and praise you, oh, God, for what you have done, what you're doing, oh, God. You are the mighty God. You are the mighty God, the great I am, Lord God. We thank you and praise you, Lord God. We ask you, oh, God, to move today. Move today on this church line like never before. Move like never before, God. We ask you to move like never before. Move by your spirit, God. Oh, God, we just thank you. We just praise you, oh, God. We glorify your name. We honor you, Jesus. We honor you. We thank you, Lord. Ah, Lord Jesus, you are our God. You are our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon coming King. Lord, we thank you. We thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, we ask that you touch someone today on the line that is they're short of faith, Lord. They're about to give up, Lord God. But we ask you to touch them today, Lord God. Bring deliverance, bring healing, bring restoration. Marriages are breaking up and people are getting divorced like never before, Lord God, because of financial difficulties, not having a job, can't meet their needs, oh God. Lord God, the finances don't meet their needs and they're leaving their spouses. But Father, we pray today, Lord God, that you would make a way for them out of no way, Lord God, because you are the way, you are the truth, and you are life. You are the way maker. Oh God, we just thank you right now. We praise you, God. We glorify your name, Lily of the Valley, early morning star, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Lord, we praise you, Lord God, the one who shows up in the wilderness. The one who shows up when the Red Sea is before us and the enemy is behind us. Lord, you show up, Lord God. Lord, you're the one who give us manna from heaven, oh God. You give us water when the land is dry and thirsty, oh God. You send the rain, oh God, to water our crops so we can have food. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the water, oh God, that we wash our clothes with, Lord God. We thank you right now. We praise you right now. We glorify you right now. God, we honor you. Oh, sweet Jesus. We ask you to have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Almighty God, have your way. Have your way. There's none like you, Jesus. None like you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you. Oh, we thank you. Oh, we thank you. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you. And we praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah right now. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords. Oh, we thank you. Oh, we praise you, God. Jesus, have your way. Jesus, have your way. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way. Move by your spirit, God. Oh, God, turn everything upside down that needs to be turned upside down in the name of Jesus, Father. We're praying for a move of God like never before, God. Praying right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Jesus, we thank you. Jesus, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My soul say yes. Yes to your way and yes to your will, God. Yes to your way. Yes to your will, God. My soul say yes. My soul say yes. My soul say yes right now. My soul say yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, Lord, yes. Yes to your way. Yes to your will, Jesus. Oh, Father, we ask you to have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way. Move by your spirit, God. Move by your spirit, God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You're a mighty God. You are Jehovah El Shaddai, Jehovah Shabuah, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom, oh God, yes, Lord God, yes, Jehovah Rapha, Lord God, you are Jehovah Tishkenu. Lord, we honor you today, Lord, we honor you and praise you, oh God, we magnify your name, we glorify your name, we exalt your name, we lift up your name, God, you said if you be lifted up from the earth, you will draw all men unto you, God, so we lift you up, we praise your name, oh God, we just praise you. We don't have a big enough town to praise you the way we ought to praise you, but we are praising you because you have done so much at Calvary. You have done so much for us, oh God. Oh God, we cannot praise you enough for all that you have done, all that you are doing, and all that you would do. God, we are praising you. Oh, Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way. Have your way. Turn things upside down that need to be turned upside down. And turn things upright, upright, upside right that need to be turned upside right. God, we're praying right now in the name of Jesus. Holy, Holy Spirit, we praise you. Yes, Lord, we welcome you. Holy Spirit, because you're doing it. You're doing it. You're doing it. You're doing it, Holy Spirit. You're doing it. You're doing it right now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You're doing it right now. You're doing it right now. For my good. For my good. For my good. Yes, Lord. And for your glory, Lord. You're doing it right now. Speak. Oh, yes, Lord. We speak peace in the atmosphere. We speak joy in the atmosphere right now. Yes, Lord. We speak it in the atmosphere right now. Right now. We speak it in the atmosphere. And we ask you to come on in, Jesus. Come on in and touch lives today. Come on in and save lives today, Jesus. Come on in, Jesus. There's no one like you, none like you, Lord Jesus. The songwriter said, I've searched high and low, and I could find nobody. Nobody, oh God. Nobody that can do the things that you do. Nobody, oh God, that can save. Nobody that can heal. Nobody that can deliver. Nobody, oh God, that can restore. Lord, so we search high and we look low, Lord God. Mighty God, we just thank you. Mighty God, we just thank you and praise you right now. Yes, Lord, I'm almost home. We just thank you and praise you right now for what you're doing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. The blood of the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb that washes, the blood of the Lamb that cleanses, the blood of the Lamb restores and delivers. Oh, God, the blood of the Lamb keeps right now. Oh, Father, we just honor you right now. We honor you right now. Jesus, how? Yes, we honor you. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. His name is Jesus, the great I am. Yes, Lord, we honor you right now, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, for you are God all by yourself. Huh? You don't need nobody to help you to be God. Huh? Ah, Lord, but we need you, Lord. We need you. We need you to be God for us, Lord God, because you are God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We respect you. We honor you. Lord, we bow before you this day, Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus, mighty God. Thank you for healing today. Healing lupus today. Healing cancer today. Healing, oh God, gout today. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for healing brain tumors, lung cancer. Oh God, heart tumors. Oh God, yes, Lord, breast tumors. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord God, for healing today. We thank you for deliverance today, Lord God, for you are the deliverer. You are the healer, Lord. We thank you and praise you, oh God. We call upon you right now. You said, in the precious name of Jesus, we are calling on you, Lord God, for you to do what only you can do. We call on you, Jesus. We call on you. We call on you, Jesus, to do what only you can do, Jesus. Yes, Lord, we bless your holy name. We praise your holy name, Jesus. Oh, sweet Jesus, have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way. And work in our midst, Lord. Work, move in our midst, move in our midst, move in our midst, move in our midst, Jesus. Move in our midst, Jesus. Oh, how we bless you. Oh, how we bless you. Oh, how we bless your name. Oh, how we bless your name, Jesus. Oh, how we bless your name, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We bless your name. We honor you, Jesus. We honor your name, Jesus. For your name is holy. Your name is holy, Yeshua. Yahweh, Yeshua, HaMashiach. Your name is holy, Jesus. There is none like you, Jesus. Oh, how we bless your name, Jesus. Lord, we ask you to prepare us. Let us be a sanctuary. We want to be a sanctuary for you, Lord God. A sanctuary for you today, Lord God. And every day, not just today, but we want to be a sanctuary that you would come in and sup with us, Lord. We want you to be a holy sanctuary, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God, for being who you are in our lives, God. Yes, Lord Jesus, how you brought us out of the crack house, out of the whorehouse, out of prostitution, out of, oh God, out of our fornication, out of adultery, Lord God. You brought us from so many different places, from committing murder. Some people committed murder, and Lord, you delivered them. Some people committed rape, and you delivered them. Lord, some people were stealing, God, and you delivered them. Oh, my God, some people were blaspheming. Some people were cussing nonstop, and you delivered them. You claimed their town. Lord, we thank you today, Lord. We thank you today, Lord God. Lord, because none of us were perfect before you called us, but you're making us perfect right now. You're perfecting us, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Lord, we glorify your name, God. Oh, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. God, we pray for India right now and all that they're going through. So much persecution that the church in India is facing. So much persecution, oh God. We pray that you show up, Lord. Dispatch the angels, oh God of heaven, the heavenly host. Dispatch the heavenly host to fight for Israel. Dispatch the heavenly host to fight for India. Dispatch the heavenly host to fight for Africa, for Nigeria, for Ghana. Oh God, for South Africa, North Africa, West Africa, East Africa. Lord, for Brazil, for the Caribbean, Lord. Dispatch the heavenly host, oh God. The church is under attack, Lord Jesus. I know this time. I'm not saying anything that you don't know, because you said that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church, Lord. But Lord, we ask you to show up, Lord God, and help your people to stand. Give them strength, Lord. Too many people are giving up. They're giving up. They don't want to war. But we are in a spiritual war. And God, we pray today. We are praying today, even right now, God, for you to give us strength. Give us strength to stand, oh God. Give us strength to continue, Lord. Give us strength to go forward with power and authority, Lord. We pray right now, oh God. We are praying right now, God. Yes, Lord, for you to empower us, even like in the upper room, God. Give us fresh anointing. A fresh anointing, oh God. We ask you to give us a fresh anointing, God. We need a fresh anointing, oh God, for the battle that's before us. We know that the battle is not ours, that it's yours, that you are fighting our battle. But God, we want a fresh anointing to stand, oh God. We want you to anoint us, oh God, afresh to stand. To stand in the battle, oh God. To stand in the midst of how the enemy coming against us, oh God. We need this anointing, oh God. That when the enemy think that we're going to fall and throw in the tower, he will have fresh news. He'll got news that we're not falling, we're not throwing in the tower, but we are standing strong. We're like Nehemiah. We are on the wall, and we are not coming down. We are not coming down. Even though fear is coming against us, we're not turning back. We're going to go forward because we know that you're going to open the Red Sea. We're like Daniel. We're going to pray when they tell us that we got to stop praying. We're going to seek your face early in the morning, late in the nighttime. We're going to seek your face, oh God. And we're going to talk to you, Lord God. We're going to have a great conversation with you because we know that you love to talk with us, oh God, and talk to us. Lord, we thank you and praise you, oh God. We bless your holy name. We praise your holy name. Lord Jesus, we honor you right now. We honor you right now, Jesus. We honor you. Let God arise and the enemy be scattered right now. Let God arise, 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 arise in us, oh God. Arise, Lord Jesus. Arise, Yahshua. Arise, Yahweh. Arise, Hamashiach, arise, 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 oh God, and let the enemy be scattered. Every demonic power, every satanic power, let them be scattered right now. Let them be scattered right now in the name of Jesus. Let them be scattered. Oh my God, I command them to scatter right now in Jesus' holy name. I command them to scatter right now in Jesus' holy name. Be scattered, be scattered, be scattered. Hallelujah, Jesus. Be scattered. In Jesus' name, we are home now. Praise the Lord, Jesus. We are home. Hallelujah. We shall pick up the internet right here in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we'll pick it up. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We'll pick it up. We're able to pick it up now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go in the house. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Minister Onder, come on in.
Good morning, Apostle. God bless you.
Good morning. God bless you.
I didn't hear you if you spoke or said anything.
Yeah, I was calling you. I was calling you. Can you hear me?
No, I can hear you now. Before, it was just a crackling noise.
Okay. You can go ahead. I already prayed for you.
Nothing was recorded. Okay. Okay. Good morning to everyone and good afternoon. I just want to thank God for this day. I want to thank him for this blessed day that he has given us. I want to thank him for this new day that he has brought us to. You know, there are so many things that, you know, we go through in life, and there are so many obstacles that we have to face, but in life we have to just continue moving forward with the things of God and continue to step forward into a different season, whichever season God is calling us to at that time. The word that God gave me for today is stepping into your season. You know, last night as I prayed for God to give me insight to the words and the scripture he wants me to use, you know, I kept saying, God, you know, stepping into your season. And I put myself in that word, and I'm like, God, you know, as I am stepping forward into a new season, into the new things that you're doing, how do you want me to express this? How do I completely put my trust in you and just walk out? Just walking in faith, activating what I know is already there and allowing it to come to fulfillment. So as I continue praying and asking God to show me and guide me, you know, and allow the Holy Spirit to work through me, the first word, the first person that came to my mind, came to thought, was Deborah. You know, Deborah was the one that came to thought. You know, she is the fourth judge. You know, she was a judge and had a leadership role where she ruled over the Israelites. You know, she helped them through disputes and different conflicts because she was a fair person. She was a fair judge. She was also a worshiper, but most importantly, she was keen on obeying the Lord and his request. And that is how we hear about her in the book of Judges. That's how we hear about her, Deborah. So I said, okay, God, you want me to use Deborah. So in Judges chapter 4, verses 4 to 6, and I'm going to use the NLT today, it says, Deborah, the wife of Lipophot, was a prophet or prophetess who was judging Israel at that time. One day she sent for Barak, son of Abinun. This is what the word is saying, verse 6, who lived in Kadesh, in the land of Naphtali. She said to him, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, commands you. Call out 10,000 warriors from the tribe of Naphtali and Zebulun at Mount Tabor. And I will call out Sisera, commander of Jabin's army, along with his chariot and warriors, to the Kishon River. There I will give you victory over him. Verses 8 says, Barak told her, I will go, but only if you go with me. Very well, she replied, I will go with you, but you will receive no honor in this venture, for the Lord's victory over Sisera will be at the hands of a woman. So Deborah went with Barak to Kadesh. You know, and as I read these scriptures and as I asked God, how do you want me to, what is it that you're trying to show me? What is it that I need to learn in this word here? And it's when God gives a command, we have to follow. See, Barak did not trust that God would lead him, despite she gave him the command and said, you know, God is with you. In the words, they also said, God is with you. God will go before you, and he will give Sisera over to you. But he did not have the faith to to step forward. He did not have the faith to go forward knowing that the victory and knowing that the season that he's in, God is with him no matter what. He didn't know that. But Deborah, just being who she is and knowing that God gave a command, she followed suit. Her obedience was to the word of God. And many times, you know, we forget that the things that is before us, the things that is taught or asked of us is with God. If we're praying and we're asking God to change our situation, change our environment, you know, and we keep our spiritual eyes open and we keep our heart free and light, God will speak to us and he will give us his command. He will give us what it is that we need to be. And we, as individuals, we as children of God, need to be okay in stepping forward into that season. We don't know what it is. We don't know where God is taking us, but we just have to trust. We just have to be obedient to leap forward, to say, yes, God, now I'm about to encounter and embark on this new journey with you. I don't know the season. I don't know the terrain that I'm going to be on, but Father God, I am trusting you. And we go forth boldly. We go forth joyfully. And see, Deborah made it to the Bible. Her name was mentioned because she obeyed. She did what God asked her to do. She went for it, but she was also known for being a fear judge. She was not someone who was here today, tomorrow she's over here, emotions everywhere. She was focused, and she loved the Lord enough to obey everything that he was asking and trusting that even with her being here, because God said he would give Sisera over, that it will come to fulfillment. Because that blessing was already established. That victory was already established by God. We just have to walk forward in order to get it, to activate it. Put that faith and put that trust and put our hope and put everything that we're looking at and saying, God, I know you already gave us the victory. You already gave us your command. So therefore, I'm going to obey. I'm going to be obedient as I move forward. I will step in my season. I will step in what the place, the environment, whatever the situation is that you have brought me to, because I know if I'm being brought here, that you will carry me through. We will lack none. Amen? I want us to take a look and keep moving forward at 2 Corinthians 4, verses 16 through 18. And again, I am staying within the NLT. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 17. The word says, this is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our eyes on things that cannot be seen. Amen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. When I read these words, you know, there's so much that has happened. You know, I know last Saturday my mom and Mr. Cody was on the line and everything. You know, my mom on Thursday had a surgery where she had to stretch her vein and put her stuff in. You know, I had no idea. My whole family didn't know. My sister was not sharing, and you know, I don't even think my mom knew, but she had the surgery fine and they let her out yesterday, you know. And you know, we give God glory for this victory, but we don't know. I don't know. There's so much that has transpired within that week and things that, you know, God keeps bringing us to something. And if you shy from it, you know, it doesn't mean it's going to go away. He's going to keep presenting it until you accept it. Looking to God, walking in faith, things will change for the good. Looking to God and walking in faith, things our circumstances, our seasons, our environment, the path at hand, it will change for good. As Christians, we are to embrace change. Things will never always stay 100% smooth. Terrain will never always be not bumpy and lumpy. You know, God says that he will make rocky roads plain, straight. He will tear down what needs to be torn down. You know, God will always lead us. He said he will be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, that we may follow his way, that we may know where we're going in him when we trust in him. So again, looking to God, walking in faith, things will change for the good. It will happen. In each season, our troubles and our trials, our victories, certain blessings, we know it will all be different. We will see or we will experience that they are lessons that will advance us forward towards the will of God, towards that peace, towards that joy. When we are children of God, as we are, our joy, our heart, our love should always be in doing what is right, doing what is good, doing what is the Lord is calling us to do, carrying ourselves Christ-like, so that no matter what season we're in, we know we have the faith and we have that foundation that he is with us. No matter the trials, the tribulations, the ins and outs, the fire, the rain, the river, it doesn't matter what we are going through. It doesn't matter what our families are going through. God already went before us and created the change. All we have to do is walk in faith. All we have to do is walk in trust. All we have to do is walk forward. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. It's not what I'm going through now. I'm going to make it through, because guess what? We are always going through. When we say, oh, my God, I'm going through some problems right now, I'm going through, but guess what? We will make it through. We will come through. Rather, we fix our gaze. We fix our eyes. We fix our hope. We fix our all in all being in that which we cannot see. Fixing our gaze on things that is above. Fixing our gaze and knowing that God has done more than we can even see or think. Knowing that, you know what? I will be more than okay. Knowing that everyone will make it through, because it's within his will, and whatever God does is always perfect. God already created our victory. Our victory is already done. As we move through seasons, there are new manifestations. There are new joys. They are new blessings that are unfolding. But if we as children of God are fearful to move into a new season, if we feel the season that we're in, we're doing fine, we're making it, so I don't want to leave this, Lord, I'm comfortable, then we will never know what is to come. And even if moving forward that road is bumpy, the outcome will be much brighter. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. When it comes to me, I will trade now for forever. I will trade the little and the comfortability I'm going through right now for the many and the joyous that God is going to give. We have to go through to get through. We have to go through to make it out. Meshach, Shemesh, and Abednego knew they had to go in that fire, but they knew if it was within God's will, they couldn't see what was to come, that they would make it out. But even if they didn't, they were okay without making it out, because they have done what their father asked them to do. They had done and stood for the word of God. So they made it through the fire. They made it through fire. And we know fire hurts. We know when you put your hand in fire or you walk through anything that has open flame, your skin starts singeing and crawling. Your hair starts standing up. And just by walking by it and not even having it touch our skin, you smell it. You smell it on our skin. because some layer of our skin becomes a little shit, becomes a little toasted. But when we choose to step in faith, walk out, allowing what, how God sees us and what God has for us to come to fulfillment because we choose to walk in that season boldly, the victory has already been won. The victory becomes brighter and clearer. It might not look like what we think it's supposed to be, but God's victory is much brighter. God's victory is much more joyful than what we can expect. So we move boldly and freely with the seasons that God has placed before us. We say, thank you, Lord. Let's move forward, oh, Jesus, to Isaiah 43, verses 1 and 2. It says, Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 and 2. It says, but now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you, O Israel, the one who formed you, says, do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When I heard that, I just want to pause for a second. God calls each and every one of us by name. When we are in deep sleep and, you know, we're in deep thinking, maybe most of the time for me is I'm resting. I'll hear my name called. And I will be like, yes, Lord. You know, he calls us. He knows us by name. And he claims us as his. We are his. You are mine. When you go through deep waters, don't forget you belong to me. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you because you are mine. I love you. I own you. So when you have to step out and you are facing your trials, when you're facing employees and co-workers and all these other people, when you are dealing and facing family members, remember, I will be with you. When you go through river of difficulty, you know, I love this NLT because it didn't say certain difficulties. He used an example, rivers of difficulties. And when we think of a river, we see at certain points water is steady. But then you listen and you can hear the, you know, all these movements. And you walk further down the bank and you see rough waters. You see the waters. You see rocks. You see different slashing into different things. When you go through rivers of difficulties, when we are going through our daily lives, that's why God gives us grace each day, because he knows in every day there are difficulties. In every season, there are difficulties. But guess what? There are blessings as well, and they are victories as well. As Christians, don't focus on the difficult. Focus on the joy. Call it joy. Focus on the blessing. Thank the Lord that we're going through and we're still here to make it through. Amen? You will not drown. When you go through your rivers of difficulties, I will keep your head above. If you need oxygen, I will flow into your mouth. I will revive you because you are mine. This word is so powerful. So don't fear, Andera. Don't fear. Don't fear with any situation, anyone, whatever you're going through, because we belong to God. He's our Father. He's our Lord. He's our victor. He's our commander. He's our healer. He's our protector. He's our all in all. He is our creator. He has been here with us and before us, and he will continue to be here after us. He is always here. You will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, You will not be burned up. Amen? The flame will not consume you. It will not overtake. It will not overpower. The enemy that is there, the troubles, and the enemy is not just Satan, like the devil. The enemy could be anything that creates unsteadiness in us and try to break us away from the love of God, that tries to break us away from doing the will of God, that tries to create all these problems that was never there. The enemy could even be ourselves. The enemy can be our carnal. The enemy can be and is always our flesh that tries to allow us to do things that is not within the will of God, to not be obedient to what God is asking us to do. There are many of us that are going through. There's many of us that have families, that have friends, that have loved ones that are going through, that are turning to us for prayers, that are turning to us and calling upon us and looking to us. How I found out my mom was having a surgery was because my mom told my sister on the bed as she was prepping to go into the operation room that she wants Andera to pray for me. And I was like, what? So I'm FaceTiming on WhatsApp with her, and I'm like, where are you? And, you know, I humbled myself. I said a prayer. I prayed for the doctor. I even prayed for my sister. And every time the apostle knows this, I have to put that sister on the cross every single day. Every day, and each day I ask God to show me. Many times people are going through. Their seasons is rough. And sometimes that season that they're going through is because they refuse to move forward with the things of God. As much as I have told her many times to come to God, to talk to God, she goes to people to read her palms. She goes to people to do this. But at the same time, as a child of God, I have to pray for her. I have to ask God to help. And it will never stop, so that she will see herself the way God sees her, that we will all see ourselves the way God sees us, and that we will all recognize that we belong to Him. He says, you are mine. Do not fear, for I have ransomed you, and I have called you by name. No matter what we're going through, I will be there with you. You will not drown. You won't get burned up, because I'm with you. The fire and all that you're going through, it will not overtake you. There's times it feels that you can't breathe. Just breathe. Just exhale. Sometimes you got to push it out. But guess what? It will come out. Amen? Let's continue from the same Isaiah 43. I'm going to read verses 60 through 20 in conjunction with this scripture, chapter 1 to 2. It says, I am the Lord who opened a way through the water, making a dry path through the sea. He is that God. I'm the same one that did this. Don't forget. I call forth the mighty army of Egypt with all its chariots and horses. I drew them beneath the waves, and they drowned. Their lives snuffed out like a smoldering candle. When I read that part, I said, okay, God, I see where you're going. Then I read further. But forget, that's what he said, forget all that. It is nothing. Compared to what I am doing to you. I paused because I couldn't understand my writing. Forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do. For I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. I just want to pause there. Because as I'm reading this, you know, I've read this chapter so many times. I've read it over and over, and I love it. This whole chapter I love. Because I love the way how God just analyze and place stuff in order so we can see and understand his love and see and understand the victory that he has carried us to that is before us. But when he said, I call for, and he explained what happened to the Egyptians, automatically in my spirit said that was the old season. I am that same God. That right there is in the past. So I want you to forget it. Here it is. He's bringing us to a new season. He's bringing us to a new walk. We have went through 2020, old season. We have went through 2021, old season. Now he's about to take us over into 2022, new season. So the things that we're still holding on to from 2019 to 2020, many people have not grown. Many people have not grown forward because they still can't forget that they didn't have a 2020 and they're still stuck in 2019 and have not crossed over to 21. Therefore, 22 is not even a part of their vision. It's not something that they see they can accomplish. They're still trying to catch up. God doesn't wait for anyone. Step into our new season. I'm ready. God, I'm ready. We have to be ready in our spirits. We have to be ready in our hearts. We have to be ready in our minds. We have to be ready in our emotions that we know that we're going to serve the Lord, that we know we're going to go forth. We're going to do all that God has called us to do, and we're going to do it genuinely, genuinely, honestly, not looking for something in return for what we're doing, but we're doing it because we love God, and we're doing it because it brings joy. We're not doing it to get kudos. We're not doing it because we expect other people to give us class offerings and all these stuff. No, we're doing it because it makes our heart sing. It makes our heart joyful. Just as Deborah, as she finished a battle, she breaks out into a song. We ought to start singing our song because we know the victory and the battle has already been won when we're trusting and when we're stepping forward in faith. Knowing that the season that is before me, no matter what it looks like, what's going to come, what jumps out at us, we are ready because God is with us. Because he claims us. He's claimed me as his own. He's told me not to be fearful. And he has told me by my name that I am with you. So I know that I can go through no matter what is there. I know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me because I am his child and he is my father because he is within me. We know this. So he says in our new season, listen, as we're going forward, forget all that former thing. It is nothing compared to what I'm about to go do, what I am going to do. There's no comparison. I get joyful just reading these words, like, Lord, what are you about to do? Because God doesn't do anything that is hectic. God doesn't do anything that is wrong. Even when we think of Job and all that transpired, Job never cursed God. He never listened to his friends. He never listened to his wife. He never did that. He just had a communication, a conversation with God, and he asked God to show him, like, what have I done? But in the end, after all that Job had went through, what did God ask him to do? Your friends are holding in contempt, and the only way to redeem them and help them is if you pray for them. God gave him a testing, and because of his testing, Job prevailed. Job got a double blessing. He got blessings upon blessings. He had beautiful daughters. He had more cattle, more cows. He possessed more. He lived longer to the fourth generation. He lived. But he didn't live with regret. He didn't live with, oh, my God, what about what has happened? We have to forget the former things. And I receive that. And I thank God for that. Because it's very hard for us to let go. If we haven't let go of past hurt, if we haven't let go of past negativity, we cannot move into the positivity that is before us. We're in the present. We're on that bridge. If I should use something to envision so we can see it. There's waters below us. There's many things below us. There's sharks. There's depths that we can't even see. But we're on a bridge. And we're walking over that bridge. But when you're at that middle, meaning your present
tire, and you now have to make the down walk to the opposite side of that bridge. We have to make sure that we let go. Otherwise, that walk over to our new season will take longer. It will be heavy, and we won't see the changes that God has created and poured out. We won't see that blessing that God has given us because we cannot let go of what was. We cannot. For I am about to do something new. Thank you, Lord. See, I have already begun. It's already begun. It's done. It's finished. Do you not see it? He's asking. I will make a pathway through the wilderness. When we think of wilderness, we think of barren, dry, parched land. When we think of wilderness, when I think of wilderness, I think of the Israelites going around and around in circles with no exit for 40 years until they die off, the ones that were supposed to go. But God says, I will make a path through the wilderness. I will create rivers in dry wasteland. I will give you water. I will supply your needs in this dry, parched land. I have already created a path. I have already created a spring. I have already created a fruit-bearing tree in that new season for you. Step into it. Go forth and trust that I have already done all these things. And when you walk in there, it will be greater, that new thing that I'm about to do. It will not compare to the thing that you have left behind. The wild animals is in the field will thank me, the jackals and owls too, for giving them water in the desert. When I heard this part, I was like, wow. I was like, Lord, wow. Even in my new season, as we are stepping into our new season as individuals, we don't know what is there, but there's blessings, there's joy, there's peace, there's forgiveness, there's healing, there's prosperity, there's advancement, there's things that we can't even think of but we'll experience it. But what this verse shows, he said, even the wild animals in the field will thank me. Our blessings and our seasons and the things that God is doing for us is attached to us, but there's others that benefit because we choose to step forward. There's others that benefit from what God is doing in our life. There are family members, there are friends, there are other people who are just watching us who are blessed because we're trusted in God and we're living the life of God, and they know that we are men and women of God, so they come for advice, they come for counseling, they come for prayers. They just say, wow, you have taught me a lot. Our children are benefited because we chose to step forward into that new season. So what God has already established and what God has already begun and finished, the victory that is there in that new season, it's attached to me, but there's pieces that flows out to others. The wild animals in the field will thank me, the jackals, the owls too, for giving them water in the desert. That same river that he created in the dry land, the path that he made in the wilderness, and the other thing that was there, those associated with us also reap a blessing, also experience some joy and peace because they see us going through and they see the glory of God. They get to know him. We become witness for what he is doing. And we trust. So others become enlightened. Other people want to know who our Father is, want to know this God that has prepared a season of bounty for us. Even if the season has some fires and rough waters and difficulties and stuff like that, guess what? He already promised us. His promise says he will bring us through because he is our Father, because he loves us. So we should not fear. Yes, I will make rivers, he's confirming, in the dry wasteland so my chosen people can be refreshed. Yes. Yes. That's what he says. He will make rivers in that dry land, in that wilderness, in that difficult area, so that his chosen people, his children, will be refreshed. We can rest. We can renew our spirits. We can renew our minds. We can rest. We can take a sleep. We can know that tomorrow is a new day and the grace that God gives is new. They're new every morning. We can rest knowing that he's right there guarding us and protecting us as we sleep at night. We can rest knowing that the struggle of yesterday is former things and he is preparing a new way for tomorrow. We can rest. Hallelujah. We rest in the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We can trust in him as we step forward into our new season. 2019, 2020 is far behind us. Despite we still hear about COVID, but COVID too is off the past. We have moved beyond that. God has given us way. He has created rivers. He has created a path. He has created a need. Today is a new day. The next few hours in this day before we go and sleep and close our eyes again, everything in this day is new that we have not experienced yet. Tomorrow is a new day. There's some things like work and stuff that, you know, little things that we have to bring over. But when we bring it over and I open my eyes tomorrow, the task that I have to do is different from the task that I did yesterday. My encounter and my experience, attitude and behavior will not be the same. Even if you were in a funky attitude yesterday, when you come over today, that attitude will not be the same. We cannot repeat what has already been done. It can't work. Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 1 through 16. And I'm going to be reading from the Bible for this one. But, you know, I won't read every single word. It says, 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 1 through 16. It's speaking about Elijah. And this shows how God prepares for us. This shows how you move from one season to a new season. And guess what? God is already there preparing. God already has given commands that we will be well. It says in verse 1, now Elijah, who was from Tishbe in Gilgad, told King Ahab, as surely as the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, the God I serve, there will be no dew or rain during the next few years until I give the word. And I stress that part because he is given something so firmly. There will be no rain in the next few years. He didn't say the next few days. He didn't say the next couple of hours. He said not the next couple of weeks or months, next few years. Few years, few could be two, it could be three, it could be four. There are things that we are struggling with. There are things that we are going through. There's things that we will go through that may last longer than we intended. But guess what? We go through because we know we're going to get through. We go through knowing that God already has prepared a way. We go through the victories. My mom going through this surgery and this dialysis, you know, to her it's new. To us it's new. To everyone it's a new thing. We don't know the outcome, but I trust, she trusts, and for those in my family that are trusting, we trust that God will carry her through. He will carry each and every one of us through, and the position and the part that we are supposed to play, we will play it to the glory of God. We will do it firmly because we know he's with us. Verse 2 says, then the Lord said to Elijah, go to the east and hide by Kirit Brook, near where it
enters the Jordan River. Drink from that brook and eat what the ravens bring you, for I have commanded them to bring you food. How amazing is that? God commanded birds. We know what ravens are. He commanded, that means he told them they have to obey. When God speaks, the animals have to obey. Nature has to conform. They have to do what God is saying. They don't have free will in us. You know, God gave us free will because he wants us to genuinely choose him. He created all of us. He told Elijah, go to that very place because I've already set up a spring, a river in that dry land. We're about to go through a rough path for some years, and I'm going to make sure that you have water to drink, that you have water to refresh yourself, that you have water to be replenished in the mighty name of Jesus. But moreover, I will command the birds to feed you. That is profound. That is amazing in my sight, because you know what? The birds, when I look at it, depend on us to throw little things. They don't depend on us. They depend on God. But many times we throw a little seed and we throw this and the birds fly down and pick it. We're doing it because God provides for them. But here it is, this bird that is so small compared to a man, a woman, a human, this bird is feeding me. This bird is bringing food to me because God told him to feed me, to keep me nourished. Hallelujah. So Elijah did as the Lord told him, obedient, and camped beside Kerit Brook, east of the Jordan. The ravens brought him bread and meat. Can you imagine? Actual food, not some berries, you know, not some worm, not little stuff like that. These ravens, God allowed them and directed them to go fetch bread and water. But listen to this, how amazing and beautiful and grateful we ought to be for God, to God. It says, the ravens brought him bread and meat every morning and every evening. God made sure that Elijah was nourished. Every morning he had a meal when he opened his eyes. And before he closed his eyes at night to rest, he had another meal in his body. That means he went not hungry. He didn't go hungry at any point in time in a given day in this years of drought that they were experiencing. But after a while, the brook dried up. For there was no rainfall anywhere in the land. But again, as we move in to verses 8, God instructed Elijah. The Lord said to him, Elijah, go and live in the village of Zarephath near the city of Sidon. I have instructed, again, he made preparation, instructed a widow there to feed you. See, when God brings us to a season, this was a path, a rough path that Elijah prepared himself to go through. And when God gave him an instruction, he followed, he walked in it. He stepped into that season, but he didn't know what was there for him. So God told him, I've already prepared a way for you. I've already made accommodations for where you're going to rest your head. I have already made accommodations for how you're going to eat. But I just need you to trust me and walk forth. I need you to go here when I tell you to go. And I need you to go there when I say to go. And I need you to say, stop and give up on things that are supposed to stop and give up on. And keep moving forward. Because I've already went before you. I've already given an order. I've already given a command that concerns your life. God has already given commands and orders that are stored up, that is out there for us, that concerns our life, that concerns our livelihood, that concerns our Christian life, that concerns our spiritual walk with him, that concerns the things that we are supposed to do that he has called us by name to do. He has already prepared a way. Even our salvation, Jesus came before to prepare the way. It's already set in motion. All we have to do is receive it, receive him, and walk in that, embracing it each day. letting go of our former life, letting go of the world, letting go of the carnal actions and behaviors, lifestyle. So he went to Zarephath. As he arrived at the gate of the village, he saw a widow gathering sticks. And he asked her, "Would you please bring me a little water in a cup?" As she was going to get it, he called to her, "Bring me a bit of bread." But listen to this. But she said, "I swear by the Lord your God that I don't have a single piece of bread in the house. And I have only a handful of flour left in the jar and a little cooking oil in the bottom of the jug. I was just gathering sticks." Her intention was to be like, listen, "I was just gathering a few sticks to cook the last meal, and then my son and I will." So she couldn't see her season that was before her and her son. She couldn't see the victory in her eyes. She was living in that moment that, you know what, this is all, no one's going to come and save me. I don't even know if she was praying to God. I don't even know if she believed in God, because she said to him, "I swear by the Lord your God." So I don't know who her God was. But at the same time, God already established something for Elijah. So therefore, his establishment will do. It will become a blessing. His season that he was in was going to provide for her and her son. But she didn't know that. Well, let me continue and die. But Elijah said to her, "Don't be afraid." That's what God says to us. Don't be afraid to move forward. Don't be afraid to let go of those toxic environments, those toxic people, that toxic relationship, those things that are not bringing you joy, those things that try to stop you from serving God, those things that try to stop you and block the light and the sun and the joy and the radiance of our Father from in your life. Don't allow it to hover. God has already made provision. There's some people who are so dead in their relationships that they can't even see happiness beyond what they think is happiness. They can't see happiness in their present life, so therefore they can't see the joy that is before them. They don't know God intimately. They don't know God for themselves, so they cannot understand the provisions and the help and the love that he carries, that he will carry us and protect us at all time and at all costs. Ransom he has given. Elijah said to her, "Don't be afraid. Go ahead and do just what you've said, but make a little bread for me first. Let me see where your heart is. Then use what's left to prepare a meal for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. They will always be flour and olive oil left in your containers until the time when the Lord sends rain and the crops grow again. God will always replenish, and God will always allow us to refresh. Even if it's a little that we have, we're still surviving. I remember as kids growing up, my mom worked hard. You know, she never got an education where she could read and write. And, you know, she is a hard worker, you know, and she's a fighter in nature. And, you know, there'll be times, you know, one thing I really love at my mom, despite what we went through, you know, she will always make sure that she comes home with food for us, that we don't go to bed hungry. Sometimes we will have to wait, but guess what I remember God doing? And I don't remember it fully because I was a baby, but my older sister Jenny, she shares with us. She said, Auntie, there'll be times when mommy is gone and she's working hard and trying to get a job. And, you know, because sometimes work is hard when you live in foreign countries to find. But she'll do what is necessary to make sure that she comes home with food. But God always prepared for us. God always made a way. She said there will be our neighbors that will watch her when she leaves. And at a certain point in time, when they see she hasn't come back, they will call my sister Jenny and tell her, "Is your mommy home?"
you know, she'll be like, no, mommy's not home. And they said, okay, here's this plate of food. Go and make sure you guys eat something. Feed your little sisters. You know, she was the oldest girl, and my brother Cleveland, and then Desi and me. So God always provided. Even when my mom came to America, God provided a house, a covering for us. You know, and how profound it is that the family that my mom chose to leave me with, was our neighbors next door that live in another town. They lived in the capital, which is Bellingham. But back then, you know, I just know it's Miss Loney and Mr. Morris. Yes, thank you, God. But as I grew older and I started reconnecting with God, you know, I got baptized at 13. I realized that God placed me in the house of a pastor and his wife. They had their own church. And I was a part of that. And I learned so much in that environment. Because, see, every season that we go through has a reason why we're going through and a lesson that we need to gather from it, because it's going to take us and be useful for the other seasons that are to come. We are harvesting and planting seeds, and we're gathering what needs to be gathered, because God has a purpose. He has a purpose for each and every one of us, and we have to go through it. There was always enough. She said to Elijah, let me just read this part. So she did as Elijah said, and she and Elijah and her family continued to eat for many days. There was always enough flour and olive oil left in the container, just as the Lord had promised through Elijah. When God gives a promise, when God makes a statement, he upholds it. He upholds his word. He upholds it to let us know that he is God. He loves us. He's almighty. He knows the beginning and he knows the end. And he will give everything that is necessary in between for our survival and our victory, for us to help continue on that path that he has led us to. Our Father that loves us. Our Father that claims us for himself, he said, you are mine. When I read that, I said, thank you, Lord. Amen. I threw my hands up. You are mine, Undera. I called you by name. You are mine. Apostle Washington, Apostle Callender, Deacon Frazier, Evangelist. We are all his, and everyone else that is listening. He's our Father. And he called us by name. Everything that concerns us, God already knew of it. He knew when our conception will happen. He knew who our parents would be. He knew the struggles that we would go through. Therefore, he made a path to help us through, even as a child, to where we are sitting today. He knows. He prepared. You know, Apostle Stewart, you know, every time I hear him talk and every time I think of him, I smile, because you know what? God knew there would be a time, you know, where his sight would be taken. But look at the strength. Look at what God has provided for him. Everybody has a story that God has provided and brought us to where we are today. But we're still here and standing because we trusted him. We're still here and we're standing because we chose to step forward and make that step into that season, knowing that he has already created a way. And all we need is already in that season. Some seasons are longer than the other, but guess what? We got to go through. When we think of the seasons in life, and for those who live in the north area of the world, like Boston and this area that snows, we see all the seasons, right? And we know winter is bad. It's cold. You don't want to be a part of it. But guess what? There's ways to get through it. We always get through it, no matter what. Let's take a look at Joshua. Lord, we thank you. Let's take a look at Joshua chapter 9. I'm sorry, Joshua chapter 1, verses 9. It says, "Is my command, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discourage, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. No matter where we are his children. No matter where we are as humans, God is there. He's everywhere waiting for us to reach out to him, waiting for us to say, yes, Lord, I choose you. Waiting for us to say, yes, Lord, I am with you, so what is it that you need me to do? Yes, Lord, I hear you, and I'm walking in your guidance. I'm working in your words. I am seeing myself the way you see me. I am asking you to continue to provide for me. Whatever we are going through, God, he said, this is my command. Be strong and courageous. Don't be timid. Be strong and be courageous. For the Lord your God is with you. Don't be afraid or discouraged. Many times we walk into something new, and because it's not what we envisioned, we become discouraged. Because it's not what we thought was going to happen, we become a little downhearted, you know, and we start worrying. God says, no, no, no. If I bring you to it, I will carry you through. When your foundation is with God, even when that foundation becomes shaky, it will not break. If your foundation is not built on God, on the principles of the Lord, when that terrain starts moving and shifting, that house starts falling apart. When you look at people who live next to a beach, when a storm is coming, a bad weather, guess what do? They prepare themselves. They get sandbags. They create like a little fort around their property because guess what? They don't keep out that rushing water. That rushing water could come in and smash against their foundation, and that foundation will start to crumble. Well, God is our foundation, and God has the power to create that fort. God is the one that creates that circle. God is the one that embodies us. So therefore, we're protected as long as we keep him as our foundation, as long as we keep our eyes, we keep our heart, we keep our faith, we keep hoping on him. Everything that we're going through, everything that we're about to face that we don't even know exists will be well. It will come to fulfillment and we will stand. See, stepping into a new season doesn't mean it's always danger. We could step into a season that is filled with nothing but bounty, harvest, fruitfulness, just reaping it and reaping and reaping and thanking God and praising God and giving him glory and helping others. That could be the season that is about to come. But we don't know, and we will never know unless we step forward. Let go of the path. Let go of toxicness. Let go of worry and stress. Let go of anything that will take us outside of the will of God and will not allow us to step in genuinely in spirit and in truth into that season that God has led us to. That is before us. Leap forward in faith. Walk in faith. Faith without works is dead. My last scripture that I want to use is Ecclesiastic, and I, you know, how can we talk about stepping into our season if we don't read in Ecclesiastics chapter 3, verses 1 through 8? It says, for everything, there is a season. Everything. Whatever we can think of, there's always a season. Meaning there's times it will be good, and then there's times it will be bad. But there's always something that will come in that season that we don't know is there. For everything that we face, there is a season, a time for every activity under the heaven. For every activity under the heaven, there is a time to be born and to die, a time to plant and to harvest. You know, when I think of this, I think of the ant, you know. when we think of the ant, where God says, consider an ant. I'm not even saying the scripture, verbatim, but I'm just paraphrasing. Consider the ant who works, stores up, who works all year round and stores up for the winter season. This little ant, something smaller than us that we sometimes can't even see walking on the ground. The wisdom, the hard working ability of an ant. God says to learn from that ant. Learn his ways, learn his trade, learn his dedication, learn his obedience. We have to learn it so that we too, in the time we're toiling, we're doing what we need to do, we can work hard so that when that time comes, that drought, that hard winter, that hard whatever you're going through, you have something. You've stored up. I'm still working. I'm still trying to learn the traits of that ant because I'm not there. But every day I'm asking God to help me to learn. Give me more wisdom. Give me more understanding so that I can prepare for the best way I can in my natural life with the help of the Lord, prepare to have something for the future. But I'm still working at it. I'm not there yet. Well, he said, a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to cry and a time to laugh, hallelujah, a time to grieve and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to turn away, a time to stretch, to search, and a time to quit searching, a time to keep, and a time to throw away, let go, a time to tear, and a time to mend. There's some situations you have to tear away from. And you give that individual, you give those situations, you give those circumstances to God because in his time, in that season where it's necessary, God will allow mending to happen. God will bring back the relationship. God will bring back what we remove ourselves from if it is a healthy mending. But it will happen. All we have to do is trust God. A time to be quiet. And a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time for war, and a time, as we are thanking God in this moment for the many seasons that we have been through. We, as individuals of children of God, we have been through seasons, different seasons. I'm still going through my season. Everyone still has a season that they're going through. Some of us have mastered certain seasons in our life. Some people have mastered, what needs to be to be mended and, just remove themselves from certain things. But no matter what, God says there's a time for everything. There's a season that we're going to have to pick certain things. There's a season we're going to have to let go. So as we go for it today, Father God, I am thanking you for this time that you have brought us to. Father God, I am thanking you. We all are thanking you for the season that you have brought us through. And we are thanking you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for the season that you have already placed before us. We're thanking you, Father God, because in our heart, in our spirit, Father God, and in our physical body, we are equipping ourselves and we are prepared to walk forward in the mighty name of Jesus into this new season. Father God, that does not mean that season will not have rocky parts. That does not mean that season will have some rough waters and difficulties, but Father God, we know we're going to make it through because we belong to you. We know in the mighty name of Jesus that even though we're going through certain rough situations within our family that needs healing, dear Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you have already created the healing. Father God, we know it's your will be done. We know that you have already brought the provisions and you have already made a way. You have already gave your commands, Father God, before us. We pray, dear Lord, that we hear your commands and we adhere and move forward in it, dear Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we're thanking you for your victory. We're thanking you, Father God, because you are constantly touching our hearts so that fear does not build up inside of us, so that doubt does not build up inside of us, so that sadness do not crawl into us in the mighty name of Jesus. We're praying, Father God, wherever there's any of these feelings, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you extract them. Father God, remove them. Uproot those seeds. Uproot those negativities. Uproot those individuals. Uproot whatever needs to be uprooted, Father God. That toxicness of the environment, dear Lord, that stops us from growing, that stops us, Father God, that doesn't want life for us, Father God, that wants to bring about death, dear Lord. This is our season. This is our time, Father God, of victory. This is our time, Father God, of healing. This is our time, Father God, of miracles. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are thanking you because we know you are with us. We know you are before us. We know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. No weapon formed against our family, our ministry, our jobs, our work, Father God, our life will prosper in the mighty name of Jesus because you have called us by name and you know us. You have claimed us for yourself and we are yours in the mighty name of Jesus because you love us. In the mighty name of Jesus, because you have already orchestrated the best for us in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, give us a spirit of boldness to walk forth. Give us a spirit of boldness to accept. Give us a spirit of boldness to continue to call upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, it doesn't matter about the difficulties that we may encounter just yesterday or the one that we're going to encounter today or tomorrow. We know in all situations, you are with us. We know and we trust because you are our Lord. You are our Father. You are our guide. You are our protector. You are our healer. You are our Alpha and Omega. You know the beginning and you know the end of every circumstance that concerns our life. Father God, I thank you. Father God, we thank you. We honor you and we exalt you, Father God, in the heavens above and below. We bow down before you and we give you the glory. We thank you for your movement and we go forth in trust and in faith of your will for our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Apostle?
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Ondeh. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for your servant. Thank you for the word that he has poured out of the Spirit into all hearts, all God, all minds. We ask, O God, that you would even right now anoint her afresh, Lord. Lord, that you meet her at a point of need, Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you for touching a mom, touching a sister, Lord, touching everything that concerned her. You said you would perfect that which concerneth her. Lord, you said you would keep her in perfect peace as her mind is stayed on you. So, Lord, we thank you for the peace that's upon her life right now, Lord God. And we thank you for healing her family members that are sick in their bodies. Oh, Father, we just pray right now for those that heard this word today and those that would hear it later as we post it, that, Lord God, that they would, oh, God, just feast on this word, that they would become sponges, oh, God, and just soak up what the woman of God has released, oh God. What an awesome anointed word. We just bless you today. Bless you, Father God, for blessing your daughter. And we thank you. In Jesus' holy name, I just want to tell you, Minister Ondeh, it was just anointed word. And I like when you talk about Job and you talked about Elisha. You know, we just those are always good stories to go back and look at and reminisce on and draw from. And the way you put it out, you know, so many people, we all, I preached on it so many times. You preached about Elijah today. It was just, you paint a very vivid picture. It was just so plain that you paint of him and the woman and her son, you know. It was just so clear. And I thank you for it because, you know, it just let us know that we have to look to the new. You know, the old is already gone. It's gone. It's not coming back. But we stepping into a newness of life, a newness of everything that God has already prepared for us. You know, he's prepared for us. Glory to God. I just want to thank all those that send me a birthday present. I want to thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you all. Somebody send me somebody today. And I want to thank you all. I may not respond and send a card or nothing, but I want you all to know that I thank you, appreciate it, because we went through a little bit of rough seas here. And God is bringing us out. Matter of fact, I just got a call just now for a guy that his boiler is broken. It's leaking water everywhere. And it's out in Taunton. It's away from here. But, you know, I told him I could come after 3 o'clock. And I'm very tired right now because I didn't have a good sleep last night. But I will go out there and try to take care of it because we got things to do. But the word was just beautiful word. And I know that when I send it out that many people are going to be touched. And this is what Blog Talk Family is doing. We are putting out a word that bringing change. The word that we are putting over the airwaves are bringing change because I hear from the people. You all might not hear, but people called me. You know, they called me up to yesterday. I was talking to a lady that she might come on next week and bring a word on Blog Talk Radio from Louisiana. You know, when I was there, I ordained her as an evangelist, but she really is a prophetess. And I tell you, I saw her on Facebook teaching one day, and it just blessed me. I had to call her and say, look, I didn't know that you were so strong in ministry. You know, because I met her when I went there with Bisha and her husband. And I said, wow. You know, she was so excited about Misha being a prophetess and in ministry. And she grew up with Misha. But then I said, wow. When I heard her on Facebook sharing the gospel, I said, wow, I didn't know she had this thing in her. And then when I went there to Louisiana last time, a couple of months ago, I just went over and ordained her. So she might come on next week. You know, the Lord has given her word and she's working on it. She wins when she's come. But we thank God. Thank God, Minister Ondeer, for your family, for your mother. And Lord, thank God for your daughter and for your husband. And God is working it all out for your good and for his glory. Just don't you get weary in well-doing. The Bible says you should reap if you faint not. Don't get weary because you know how we do as preachers. We want everything like yesterday. Sometimes we get a microwave mindset. We want it to work out right now. You know, we can't wait till the water boils. I want it now. My wife was just telling me just now. She said, well, you know, we got two kettles. You know, I got a kettle that I don't drink water from the tap. I use distilled water. So, you know, when I make tea, we use two kettles, a kettle for her and a kettle for me. So she said, well, I was just thinking, Samara got this electric kettle at school, and she's very happy it works fine. And she's thinking now that instead of boiling water on the stove, she wants to get an electric kettle because the water was boiling faster. I said, look, hey, everybody want everything faster. Well, you know, they can't wait. When I was in Africa, the first time I saw the electric kettle, I mean, this was a really nice one. And they had it in the room. And I mean, I was just, because I wasn't eating, I was just drinking fluids because the Lord told me don't eat that while I was there the last trip. So I was making all types of teas. I had all kinds of teas. I was making teas. And I would get little packets of honey. And I said, man, I'm going to get me one of these electric kettles. This was an expensive one, not a cheap one, you know, that they had in the hotel. And I said, I haven't seen them here, but, you know, I can put the name in on Google and get it. And I said, but, you know, that's what we do. We want everything. We want. We can't wait. God said patience is virtue. If we just wait, whatever we praying for, be patient. Trust God. Because when I asked God, God already heard me. Mm-hmm. He heard me before I asked him. And he was responding, but he was responding on his time. Yet I told the Lord, I said, Lord, you know that my finances is a little screwed up right now. I said, but Lord, you told me in your word that you'll supply all my needs. So I'm trusting you. I'm not going to worry about this or worry about that. I'm trusting you, you know. And I know this lady owed me $1,500. Mm-hmm. I am not harassing because she don't have it. So I said, Lord, stuff going to work out because you say so. You know, it's going to be for my good and for your glory. And here come people calling me to them at work because it's getting to winter now. People want their furnace tuned up, and some people go turn on the furnace early, and they realize the furnace not working. So they called me, a guy from the church. He said, well, I know this guy. He's good. He said, just call him. And I go up to store, to Taunton. I'll make some money. But I thank God for the word. The word, the line is open. The line is open. Deacon Fraser, Brother Deacon, I didn't get on last night because I was tired. But I'm going to try. The Lord say if I get back early, I'm going to be on the line with you tonight. Because Taunton is a little right out. There's always traffic on 24. So, but anyway, the line is open. So anyone want to come on in and encourage the woman of God, you heard something, you can add to the message, but don't take nothing from it. Come on in. The line is open. Oh, God, I pray so. Evangelist, I see you on there.
I'm here.
Yeah, the line is open.
Good morning. Thank God for everyone this morning. In the name of Jesus, we just thank God for the word that has gone forth, Ms. Undera. What a powerful message. And you were talking about the prophetess Deborah, you know, and how she gave that word to Barack. I have always loved that story. How when she prophesied to him and told him, she asked him, didn't God tell you to do something? And he said, well, if you go with me, I'll go. If you do not go with me, I will not go. And you know, there's some people in our lives now. We'll go if they go, and they'll go if we go. And the word of God say, how can two walk together except they agree? So they had to be in agreement even after she prophesied to him and asked him, didn't God tell you to do something? Why haven't you done it? And he told her, because of who you are and because of who she was married to. Her name meant lightning, you know. And so I thank God for that. Even when you were talking, it reminded me of that song that says, Take me back to the Lord where I first believed. We have to first believe in our heart who God is in our lives. And if we can't come to that place and believe that we have already won, then we've already lost.
That's right. Amen.
We've already lost. We're not conquerors if we don't believe. And he's already given us his word. He's given us his promise that he will never leave us nor forsake us. I have not been feeling well all morning, but I thank God in the mighty name of Jesus. I've been saying to myself, I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. My body started cramping up everywhere, and I had to begin to pray and say to the Lord, I shall live and not die in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So I just thank God for your word this morning. A powerful message, a really strong message. I listened to it. I heard it through, and I thank God for it. And we got to remember who we are and whose we are. You also said you got to go through to get through. But let me tell you something, nothing is easy in this life that's worth having. So in order to get to it, we got to get through it. And there's so many troubles and trials and tribulations that we go through, even as Christians, even as children of God. We go through many troubles. We go through many trials and tribulations, but we got to remember who God is, and we got to stand on his word. We got to stand on his promise. We can't keep wavering and doubting who God is in our lives.
Yeah,
and we
got to
believe.
Yeah.
We got to believe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So when Barack went, when Deborah went with Barack, she was... that was victory. And when he was looking for Sisera, he decided that he was going to go after her. But guess what? He put his head in the wrong hands. And a lot of times we got to know who we dealing with, the people, who can we trust in our lives? Who can we trust?
Right.
So when he ran into the tent, he thought that he was in safe hands, but he went into the tents of the enemies. He went into the enemy's camp, and he still got killed. He still got pierced to the ground.
Not Jesus.
If God say he going to do it, God's going to do it. All we got to do is trust God and believe. So when Barak went down to the tent, it was already done. It was done in Jesus' name. It was already done. And a lot of things that we learn about, that we go through, it's already done.
That's it.
The proclamation was made before the foundation of this earth. It was a proclamation made over each and every one of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, God knew where we would be today. He knew where we are today in our lives. So I just thank God for who he is in our life. I thank God for what he's doing in your life, Minister Undera. I bless God for your husband today. He will come to the United States of America because I'm praying for the same thing in the mighty name of Jesus. Your husband will come forth. They will release him. They will release his papers in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I thank God for your husband. He's coming.
Yes, Lord.
But if you just hold on to God's unchanging hand, he said, return. I like Revelations 2 and 4. I love that. An apostle would tell you from the beginning of time, I love Revelations 2 and 4. Nevertheless, thou hast somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. But he said, return therefore unto me, return. He said, return unto me.
Yeah.
So we just return to God. And you preached about that. You talked about it. If we return to him, if we remember what he said, he will not withhold no good thing from us. He's not going to withhold. So your husband, the word of God says he so finding a wife, finding a good thing. So guess what? God is not going to withhold his good thing from you.
No, he won't.
My Lord.
He's coming in the mighty name of Jesus.
Lord.
I won't shut it down right here. I'm just excited about the word this morning. And I just thank God for you all. In the name of Jesus, bless you, Minister Undera.
Amen.
Thank you,
Evangelist. Before we even go ahead, you know, we just want to pray. Father God, we're thanking you for Evangelist Campbell, Father God, and we're trusting and believing in agreement, Father God, with her prayers, dear Lord, that you have healed her body, Father God. Whatever sickness is attacking her, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we're asking you to put a forge around her, Father God. Put a protection upon her, dear Lord. Let your mighty hand, your nursing hand, Father God, rest upon her and extract, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Extract every time, extract everything that the enemy is trying to snatch her body, dear Lord. It will not be a part of her, Father God. Heal her body, heal her mind, heal her muscles in the mighty name of Jesus. We are thanking you. Father God, even in her sickness, dear Lord, she is still moving in glory. Father God, we're asking you, dear Lord, to heal her fully in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we're trusting you that her body is healed from her crown of her head to the sole of her feet in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for her victory. We thank you for the outcome. Father God, we thank you and we trust you in agreement, Father God.
And our Bible said it very clearly that no weapons formed against you shall prosper. They're going to form, but they don't prosper. And even sometimes you feel like your body falling apart. You know, it's amazing. I went over to Mattapan to see these two boilers I just put in. As a matter of fact, they wouldn't get no hot water. So when I programmed the computers, these are all computerized boilers. Is a combination, they call combination units. There's boiler and water heater one. And I put two of them in and two systems in for one for the first floor and one for the second floor. Well, now the water is too hot. I got up a day. And then he says, you wouldn't get no hot water before, but after I tuned up, they said, well, see, I need the water warm. I need it warm. So I said, okay, I'm going to set it at 125. But the manufacturer said the best setting is 116 or 120.
You know, so I put it, so, but you can go to as high as 125, which is good, still good. But if you go over 125, people can get scald, get burned. And he said, well, 125 is too hot for me. And I'm sure my tenants, I adjusted for them. And as I was over there, I had program, and I can usually use my hotspot from wherever I am. But now the hotspot wouldn't, I mean, it allowed me to go in on my phone for Blog Talk, but it wouldn't let the computer come on in to pull it up while I was there so I could play the worship music. So the Lord said, well, you don't need the worship music this morning. Just pray. You pray all the way from Mattapan until you get home. And I record that. So I only got to play maybe one song or one and a half song this morning when I got home. Yeah. So I prayed all the way from Mattapan. I was praying for healing for everybody. I was praying for healing because the Lord was telling me that there's sickness in the earth. So that's what I was praying. My praying was basically on that. And I tell you, Minister Evangelist Campbell, just stay faithful. Remain mm-hmm. faithful. And knowing that because you're faithful, you are faithful. You've been in this thing a long time. Because you're faithful, they're going to be attacked when they come. They're going to come. Mm-hmm. If no attacks mm-hmm. don't come, that means you have slidden away. You have slid mm-hmm. away. If no attacks don't come. I got up this morning, man, both my wife and myself, for some reason, our bodies was going crazy. I mean, our body was just going crazy. Our internal organs was acting up. And I said, well, the devil's a liar. Because I have things to do for the Lord. I got things to do for the Lord today.
Thank you.
It's people I got to minister to. I got to go to minister to people. You know, I say, and ain't no devil going to keep me up in this house, locked up in this house. No, I got to get up. So I just begin to pray. And the Lord took me into pray. I mean, I was praying all morning. Because, you know, your weapons of your warfare are not carnal. They're not natural weapons. Mm-hmm. They're weapons of spiritual weapons. They're spiritual weapons. And that's what we have to do. When your body don't feel right, when you get nervous in your body, when your intestines are acting up, when your eyes are acting like you can't see, your ears like you can't hear, or you got to put your hand on your head, both of them, not one. That's what I did. The other day I feel like I was going to get a stroke. I'll tell you no lie. I told Apostle Washington, I said, I don't know what's going on, but I woke up in the morning, the whole head feel like somebody had took a machete and cut me down through the middle of my head. It feel like it was just splitting. And I said, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I declare that this thing that is in my head right now with both of my hands on my head, I got anointing oil in the house. I didn't even put no anointing oil on me. I just put my hands because they're full of anointing. And I put them both on my head. And I begin to pray. I said, Lord, I'm not even giving this to you. I'm sending it back to hell where it came from because it didn't come from you. So, Father, I just thank you right now for healing me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet because I'm going to live and not die, Lord. I got works to do. I declare the words of the Lord belongs to me. They are mine. Hallelujah. Everything that you said about me is mine. God, I'm healed. I have more than enough. I begin to talk to him. Next thing I know, I'm dead laying down on the bed. I told my wife, I said, honey, I don't know what happened. I said like that, but I knew what happened. I said, I don't know what happened, but that pain that was killing me from last night to this morning, it's gone. I said, baby, it's gone.
Hallelujah.
He said, it's in your mouth. He said, it's in your mouth. Then he said that. The word that we speak to you is in your mouth. It's in your mouth, so speak it. Speak it over your body. Lay hands on your belly. Lay hands. You can't hold a hand on. Just put your hand on your back. Put your hand on your neck. Wherever there's pain on your knee. And just begin to declare what God says about your body. Speak it over your body. When you don't feel good, don't get depressed and say, why this is happening to me? Say, when I want to say that, I say, well, why did it happen to Jesus? And if it happened to Jesus, why not me? You know? Why not me? And all he did was prayer. All that stuff he was saying, he just prayed. He didn't complain. The Bible said he didn't say a mumbling word. They lift him high, hang him high, and stretch him wide. And all he said was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they've done. When we get in things attacking our bodies, when our finances are attacked, remember what God said. He said, I'll supply your needs. Hallelujah. Amen. When the papers are holding up, the Lord, God said, I'm going to release that which I already prepared for you. Mm-hmm. I'm releasing it right now. God said, I'm releasing it right now. And I got to receive it. God said, I'm releasing it. I go. He said, no good thing I will withhold from you because you love me. He said, if you love me and you walk right before me, he said, no good thing. And said, Lord, I love you, and I'm walking it right before. I know that. Ain't nobody can say I'm not walking it right. I know I'm walking it right before God. Not perfect, but I'm walking it right. See, not perfect. God, none of us is perfect, but God is perfecting us. See, every day you get to be calling the Lord, that's a little bit more. He's perfecting us. We ain't only going to be perfect when we meet him. But while we're on this earth, he's perfecting us. None of us have it all together. We don't cross all T's and dot all I's. But guess what? I dotted more today than I dot yesterday. Because what I missed yesterday, he showed me today. What I missed yesterday, he showed me today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I thank God for you. And even as we talk, Evangelist Campbell is experiencing some healing taking place in the body. A little bit more than she received this morning. A lot of healing is taking place in your body right now.
Amen.
You got
Amen.
Work to do.
Amen.
You got work to do. You got work to do for the kingdom. Even your testimony alone is setting people free. Just your very testimony setting people free. And don't wait till you start to sing and preach. Oh, my God, my God. I saw on the television on the YouTube. I said, look at my daughter. My daughter's cutting up. I said, she's cutting up. I said, she's cutting up behind the podium. I said, well, that's it. Because what God give you is not for you, but for the ones that will see you and hear you. He said, I don't believe that's Darlene. That's Darlene? That's David? I don't believe that, what they say. I don't believe that, David. Yeah, because they're seeing somebody else. They're seeing the one that has been washed. The one that has been anointed, appointed, and approved by God. That's what they say. They look at you, their eyes open. Because they can see how you're evolving into that butterfly. Coming out that caterpillar and going into the butterfly. God causes you to fly now. You're no longer crawling. That's the newness that the minister talked about. You're no longer crawling. We no longer crawling. We flying. Because we no longer caterpillars. We are butterflies. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Butterflies for Jehovah and Shaddai. Hallelujah. We are the butterflies for him. We fly everywhere we go, we go to spread the news. Everywhere we go. The line is open for anyone else that want to come on in and give God some glory and testify and give a woman of God some accolade. Let her know how powerful the word was. You can come on in.
Before you go ahead, Apostle, Evangelist Darlene mentioned, Evangelist Campbell mentioned that, with my husband in the paper. And, I just want to share, come this Friday, and this is how amazing, and you guys can hear the smile in my heart that's, on my face. I'm grateful to God because when, my husband and I, when we first met, our goal and our heart, our agreement that we had was God will always be the foundation of our home, our marriage and everything. And, for me, it's just little, but for you, Apostle, you've been married for years. Come October 29th, it's going to make it 2 years that I've been in a relationship with my husband. And come November 21st, it's going to make it 1 year since we've been married. But every single day, God, by his grace, it feels like a new day. It feels like day one. It's that much joy and that much love that God has been able to pour out on us that we don't miss anything. We know that the paper is being released and we know that God is going to do it, but it's in his time and it's in his season, and God gives us things when it's perfect. So whatever the reason for, we trust and we know that God has already done it, but just being able to know that that is being worked on, but to still have that experience. I would never believe 2 years ago I was in a place with the Iodelli guy and so much sadness and so much stuff, and I don't even remember those days. And every day of our lives and our relationship that we are encountering now, it feels brand new each and every single day. So I really, really and truly, honestly, in all of my heart, both of us, like every single day, we are giving God glory for this relationship because we know that where we are is not because of our own choice.
What we have encountered and what we are experiencing is because of him. Never in a day I fear something negative would happen or I have doubt. Never have I doubted about infidelity or cheating despite the distance. To me, it's just around the corner. That was my catchphrase all the time. Oh, that's right around the corner. So honestly, I give God the glory. Mm. I thank God for everyone's prayers. Amen. And one day, Apostle Washington, Apostle Calendar, even Apostle Stewart, I will be testifying about the years that I've been together with my husband. We also came to agreement. Yeah. We are only marrying once. And no matter what we go through, we are always going to make it because we have God. And our story is
right.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, bless the Lord for you. You're gonna stay married for a long, long, long time till the Lord call you home. And next body gonna get married is Evangelist Darlene Campbell. She's the next one gonna get married.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God don't want her to be single anymore. Don't want her to be single anymore.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You know, see great things happening for you both. You know, great, 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 great things. Because God says so, you know. And it's not what David says, what God says. He said, no good thing will ever fall from you. Having a husband is a good thing. A man of God is a good thing. That's a good thing. Having a husband who cherishes you, who honors you, who loves you, you know. That's a good thing, you know. Hallelujah, glory to God. You know, a lot of things you still have to learn, you know, because it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. You know, you got to have to look over stuff, and you have to be in agreement with stuff, and not agreement and still be in agreement at the same time. You know, I come in, like yesterday, I did the, Nancy went out to do some work, they didn't call her, and she said wanted to work, so she went out to do some work. I said, well, go on, you know, and she went on. And she put on the dishwasher, but I get to doing things around the house, and I forgot about emptying the dishwasher. So when she came home, I heard her in the kitchen, and I could hear it. She said, I said, well, honey, don't do that. I'm going to do it. I forgot about it. I was busy doing other stuff. And she said, don't worry about it, baby. She said, I almost got it completely empty. So I came in and finished. But that's what we do, you know. And, you know, when the dishes, I don't say, you got to do the dishes. She's not a maid. She's not a maid, you know what I'm saying? And I said, baby, if she cook, I do the dishes. And sometimes I cook and I do the dishes too. You know, I don't say you got to do the dishes. Sometimes she come and she do the dishes while I'm cooking, you know. And she cooking, I'm cleaning up the dishes so the kitchen always stay clean. That's what you have to do. You got to, you run the vacuum, no. Because then it's going to cause this kind of rift between you. No, you see, something needs to be done. So, baby, I'm going to do this. I'll do it. And so, you know, but when we start seeing, well, you got to do this. Why are you not doing this? You will have confrontation in your marriage. Your marriage will not work. The Bible said, not the Bible. Shakespeare said that the course of true love never runs smooth, and it's true. True love, it never runs smooth. There's always going to be something. Satan is always going to, because that's his main objective, to destroy the family. When he destroyed the marriage, he destroyed the family. So you got to understand that if you marry, you're going to face confrontation, not so much from your husband or from your wife, but you're going to face confrontation from the devil. The devil going to come into your mind, to your husband's mind, even though you're serving the Lord. You say, well, I hear you say, well, the devil can't. No, you're a liar. You're wrong. He put thoughts in Jesus' head. Jesus had to cast them out.
Amen.
Tell Jesus, why don't you turn the stone into bread? You just got off a fast. I know by now you're hungry. You need some wine. Why don't you, you know, all this stuff, thoughts he's put in Jesus. Jesus just got off a 40 nights fast. And the Bible says he lead him up into a high place and tested him 3 times. Satan ain't going to stop. And if he tested Jesus, he's going to test us too. Don't care how long we've been in marriage. Don't care how long we've been in the body of Christ. He's going to test us. But you got to know that it's coming from Satan. You got to know. Don't look at it and say, well, why my husband acting this way? Why my wife acting this way? Because then you will cause the storm to really have root in your marriage, has power in your marriage. But the storm don't have no power. The storm only has the power that you give to it. It only has power that you give to it. And long as you don't give power to the storm, your marriage will last a lifetime until God takes you home.
Amen.
And never go to sleep angry at your husband or your wife. Never go to sleep angry at your husband or wife. Don't care what happens. Doesn't matter what happened. I did some stuff, some crazy stuff. I tell the truth, but we were always able to make up. We never go to sleep mad at each other. Never. And now I'm really, truly sold out to the kingdom. That stuff don't have no chance. That foolish stuff don't have no chance at all. Doesn't have no chance. No chance. That's why I can go to this country or this city or that city. And my wife don't have to call me and be fighting. What you doing? Where you at? What's going on? She don't have to do that because she knows who I am. And she knows who I am. Yeah. People call me here at nighttime. Women call me all hours of night. I was just praying for a woman here at night from some state. Was going through all type of stuff with her fiance. And I'm on the phone laboring, working. You know? And my wife said, well, she know what I'm doing. I'm working.
Amen.
I'm working for the kingdom. And see, once you get, you understand what it's all about. It's about kingdom business. It's all about kingdom. Mm. If I take care of his business, he's going to take care of mine. I ain't have to worry about it. When I go away, I call her and I tell her I love her, but I ain't got to check up on every 5 minutes. Where you at? Where you going? How you doing? Where you? I ain't got to do that. I call and let her know I love her, and that's it. God wants to protect what concerns me. And once you know that, you got everything working in your favor because God is on your side. And when God is on your side, you can't lose. You cannot lose. No, you have to. Well, your husband is in another country.
Amen.
He must be doing this. Your wife is in another country. She must, that's the devil. Devil, get off my head. Go somewhere else. Go somewhere else.
That's right.
Tell you that. I'm telling you what he does. That's what he does. Your wife is somewhere. Your wife in Canada. What do you think she's doing in Canada? No, that's the devil. Devil, get out. So God is protecting my wife. He got my wife.
Right.
He's sick. He's leading her. He's guiding her. He's protecting her. He's ordering her steps. I'm not worried about that. God has that in control. He said he will perfect that which concerns me. He got what he said. He don't lie. We lie. If God said he's going to perfect that, God said he's going to perfect that. He's going to keep my baby safe. Going to let her step off the cliff and act crazy when I'm somewhere working for him? No. No, he's not going to do that. And then when you go somewhere and the devil come against you, want to take your life, God dispatched the angels to protect you. Do you know that? Glory to God. I was just talking to the lady this morning. I said, look, you know when the kingdom make the statue, make a big old statue and say Cyrus and Darius, he says, nobody supposed to pray. Because them old demons come up against our Daniel. You know, you got to be careful with the people that come close to you, even on your job. You got to watch them. And they do the same job, but Daniel was promoted to the chief governor over all the province of the kingdoms. And then they conjure up this decree with the king. Say, king, well, you know, you should make a decree that no one should worship no other god except you. You know, and worship your statue, because they knew Daniel was praying and fasting 3 times a day. And Daniel overheard the decree, know that the decree king had signed and stamped his with his signet ring on the decree. And Daniel said, okay, I heard what the king said. Yes, and I'm supposed to honor the law of the land, because that's what we're supposed to do, but I got to honor God first. Then I honor the law of the land. Daniel goes in, and Daniel didn't say, well, I'm going in the closet and hide and pray. Daniel said, I open the window. Daniel is somebody, but he know who he is. Daniel praying with him. And these wicked people went up to Daniel's home. You see how the devil is? The devil even come by your house and see what you're doing. So the devil can talk on you. And they went on and tell the king. You say, Oh, king, long live the king. Oh, king, didn't you make a decree? Yes. No man should pray to any other divine entity but you. I mean, make the king. They start to puff the king up first. Oh, king, live forever. And then The king would say, okay, king, yes, say yes, I made that decree. But the king didn't know that they're talking about Daniel, because the king loved Daniel. Daniel was a man of integrity. He was a man that you could trust. He was trustworthy. So the king didn't know he was going to talk about Daniel, but soon they bring Daniel, that king said, oh, Lord God, I already made, you can see the king holding his head. You know how we do, oh, Lord, I already made that decree. And now my friend Daniel. And the king said, well, oh, yeah. King gave us. And then the king said, well, I pray that Daniel, God, will protect him. And guess what? God is protecting Daniel. Because Daniel is on God's business. He's talking to God. When you're talking to God, it doesn't matter. When you're spending time with him, it doesn't matter who come against you. It doesn't matter who come. You just to know that you know that you know that you know. I got a message I'm working on. I can't get to it yet. Do you know who you are and who you are? That's the message. I'm working on that message. When you know who you are and who you are, you can stand flat footed. It don't matter how the water come down the mountainside, it can't wash you away. It don't matter how the wind blows. Hallelujah. Don't matter how the ground shake, it can't move you. Doesn't matter what sickness the devil send at my body. Can't touch me.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Can't move me. Can't move me. Because, see, I tell the Lord all the time, I say, Lord, you know I got work to do for you. And this thing I know didn't come from you. I tell him, that's how I talk to him. I don't have this old fancy talk when I talk to him. I ask the Lord, Jesus, you know that this thing no belongs to me. I know it didn't come from you, and I'm sending it back where it came from. I thank you that you're my healer, and I trust you. I trust you with my body. I trust you with my heart. And he put me to sleep. My wife, and she said, I come in the house, you were snowing so hard. I said, well, I didn't feel good. And I just talked to God now, and he put me to sleep. And I got up, I get up. She said, you were snowing, I leave you snowing. And I tell her, well, that pain I was having this place and that place is no longer to be found. God will come in and do surgery on you while he put you to sleep. Because, see, if you stay awake, you're going to talk about it, you're going to worry about it while you're awake. God will put you to sleep, and God is doing surgery on you. He put you to sleep. Because while we're awake, we complain. Oh, I don't know why my knee is hurting me all the time. I ain't did nothing, and I still got that back pain. No. God said, go to sleep. I'm going to put you to sleep. Pray. And then when you wake up, you'll be new. Well, if nobody has had a word, I see Deacon on day, and I see Sister Anna on the line. If nobody's had a word to say, you can go ahead and pray and close this up because I got to head out. I'm going to head out to Taunton. I got to go pick up one part and head out to Taunton and try to make a little bit of money. I got to send out some money somewhere to help some people. So I got to make some money. God always do what he said he's going to do, supply our needs. But the line is open for anyone that want to respond. Good, great word today. If you didn't get on early to hear the word, you're just getting on, go back on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, and look it up and listen to the word. It will bless you. It will bless you. The word stepping into your new season. Stepping into your new season. You got to, first, in order to step into your new season, you've got to step out of the old season. Some people still walking in the old season. You got to step out of the old season. Because when you get into the new season, you're going to be ready for the future. You're not going to stay in the new season too long. You step out of the new season into the future. Jesus, glory.
Amen.
Glory. The line is open. The line is open.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you, dear Lord, and we thank you, Father God, for this blessed day, Father God. We thank you for being with us today, Father God. We thank you for going before us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the healing that went forth on Evangelist Campbell's body, Father God, and for everyone else, dear Lord, that is being healed at this moment, dear Lord. Father God, we are thanking you, Father God, for your victory. We're thanking you for peace. We're thanking you for joy. Merciful Father, we are thanking you for love in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, because we know that you have worked every situation that concerns
cleanse us out. We know, dear Lord, even the things that we cannot see that you have already provided. Father God, that you have already made a way in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, every concern of our hearts, Father God, for those that are sick, for those that are not sick, Father God, for those that are lacking, that is emotionally hurt, that is spiritually hurt, for those that are getting to know you, Father God, as their Lord and Savior, Father God, we ask that you, Father God, pour upon them, Father God. We ask that your Holy Spirit rise up inside of them, Father God. We ask that you take full control of the situation in the mighty name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Father God, for Apostle's life, and we're thanking you for his ministry and the work that you constantly provide for him so that he could continue doing what you have called him to do in the mighty name of Jesus. As he go forth today, Father God, to do this job, and his body is tired, dear Lord, we ask you to pour into him. Refresh him, dear Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that he will have the energy. And when he comes home tonight, Father God, that he will still be revived in the mighty name of Jesus, that his body will not ache in the mighty name of Jesus. We're thanking you for his wife, his granddaughter, his son, Father God, his loved ones near and far, that you will continue to be with them, that you're going to continue to lead them, that you're going to continue to call them in the mighty name of Jesus by name, dear Lord, because they are yours as well. We're thanking you for Evangelist family, Father God, for everyone. Dear Lord, Deacon Frazier and his entire family, Apostle Washington and Bishop Washington and their entire family, even Providence Misha, Father God, and her entire family, that you will strengthen each and every one of us, Sister Anna, Evangelist Sheila, Father God, Apostle Stewart and his wife, Pastor Stewart, dear Lord, and everyone, even though I may have not called their name, Mother Grant, in the mighty name of Jesus, Sister Tina, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we're asking you, dear Lord, to cover each and every one of them, Sister Gloria, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will continue to bind up every situation that concerns them that is not of you, and destroy and remove it from out of their life, Father God, out of their environment, out of their surrounding situation, Father God, that your light will shine brightly within them, within their circumstances, that for every prayer that they're praying for every trust that they have in you, dear Lord, you will give them the victory, Father God. Manifestation will come to fulfillment in the mighty name of Jesus. Healing will happen in their bodies. Healing will happen in their family's heart. Healing will happen in their soul in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will all draw near to you, and they will know you as their son, Father, they will know you as their Father, Father God, they will know that they are yours and yours alone. Father God, we're thanking you, Father God, because you are so gracious. Father God, we're asking you that for everyone that still have not let go of past hurt or past situation that is holding them down, that as of today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will release it unto you, that they will take those chains and shackles, that they will be delivered in the mighty name of Jesus, and they will be free in the mighty name of Jesus to go forth and to do what you have called them to do, that they will go forth into their new harvest, that they will go forth into their new land, that they will go forth, Father God, and be victorious in doing what you have called them to do, that they will depend and trust in you and walk by faith, walk by certainty, knowing that what they have prayed for internally, secretly, Father God, to you, that it will come to fulfillment. Merciful Father, hallelujah. Father God, you know the beginning and the end. There's nothing that is hidden from you in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for your everlasting love. Lord, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And Father God, you have been our strength and our joy. In all that we do, we look to you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Apostle? Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Undead Evangelist Campbell, Deacon Crazy, Sister Anna. We thank God for you all on the line today. And keep Apostle Washington and her bishop in prayer. She's still trying to work on some things for her son to get him some treatment. Keep them in prayer. You know how the enemy is. If he can't touch you, he'll touch your family. You know, try to get you distracted. So keep them in prayer. And we'll keep you all in prayer. Just keep me in prayer. I'm going to head out here to go. I got to pick up one more part with the Lowe's Home Depot. And then we'll head out to keep me in prayer as I travel. God bless you all. I love you guys so much. Let's see if we can get on tonight and support Brother Deacon. Okay, God bless you all. Have a blessed evening. Thank you all so much.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. Love you too, Apostle.
All right. Bye-bye.